Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha. Be the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Grania McKenna Daniels, and I apologize for butchering your name. Will you share your name again for our audience?
It's Grania McKenna Daniels.
Grania McKenna Daniels. Grania McKenna Daniels is a homeopath and healer who uses Reiki and crystals in her healing work. You can find out more about Grania McKenna Daniels and her wonderful work at her website, thehomeopathandhealer.co.uk. Hopefully I got most of that right. So Grania McKenna Daniels, welcome to the Natural Healing Show.
Thanks a million for having me here. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
So I am really super excited. So we are going to be talking about crystals. So Grania McKenna Daniels, what is crystal healing?
So crystal healing is a holistic form of healing, and it works with the subtle energy fields around the body. It deals with energy blockages, and when the chakras are blocked, it leads to disease in the body. So it can manifest in physical or mental and emotional or spiritual issues. And by placing kind of the correct crystal on the chakra, you help to release that energy. It kind of focuses and directs the energy. So you can use points and various shapes of the crystal to either magnify the energy going in or help bring it out. So we all have an electromagnetic field around our body. And basically you want to find the best crystal that resonates with it. It's kind of like been used for many, many thousands of years. So the ancient Egyptians used it. Tutankhamun had lapis lazuli on his head dress in the tombs, and there's kind of references on the pyramids, etc. So it's been around for thousands of years, and I just absolutely love doing it.
So I'm so excited to share this topic with Grania McKenna Daniels, because full confession, My hobby for many years was actually beading, and I would make necklaces and earrings for my clients. So let's say I knew that they had a heart issue. Well, I would make them jewelry for their issue and give it to them as a gift. And also, at one point, I tried to start a business in healing crystals. Didn't work out for various reasons. But when I did that, I spent lots of time putting together long lists of this crystal is good for that chakra, and this crystal is good for this issue. And so for my audience, I have to share some of my favorite crystals. I'm wearing a Moldavite ring, and Moldavite accelerates your spiritual growth. During the pandemic, I started wearing Angel Aura Quartz. And Angel Aura Quartz helps to amplify your light, because as we recall, that was a very dark time. And only light can drive out darkness. So I've continued to wear Angel Aura Quartz. And my favorite crystal for many years has been a Herkimer diamond. So I just share that, and for everyone, it's this beautiful piece of a clear crystal. So Grena McKenna Daniels, as you know, many of us in natural healing naturally gravitate towards crystals. And most of the real healers that I know, they have crystals that are very special for them. How did you personally get into crystals?
So yeah, I think I started from a young age. I know my brother used to tease me for having a box of stones and crystals under my bed. I remember being in Kerry once and finding this amazing geode. I think it was white quartz and stuff, and it was just beautiful. And I kind of think, you know, I just kind of started like a magpie. So I guess you kind of start collecting them, and then they started attracting, you know, the energy, and then it just gets bigger and bigger. And I think when I had enough crystals to open a shop, I kind of thought, well, I'll have to go on the healing route. So yeah, it's just wonderful, really. And I think a lot of people resonate with them is because it's so simple and it's so beautiful and natural, really. You know, and it's inexpensive as well. I mean, anybody can pick up a crystal, and because it's just so personal to them and they get drawn to it, I think that's the power of it, really.
For sure. And I remember how I got into crystals when I first went to study with my mentor in healing, and I did her whole internship for the first time. I've now done it, I think, 5 or 6 times. I've studied a lot of healing. And I remember after my first internship, she told me, she said, you need to wear a ruby when you're working. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to spend all this money, you know. But then I got a ruby and I absolutely started feeling better when I did my work, because at the time I was in adrenal burnout, and ruby really strengthens that first chakra and strengthens your personal fire. And as you can see, I don't really have trouble with fire at the moment.
Well, I was drawn to fluorite recently because I think I've got ADHD. So kind of like sitting down and preparing for this, I'm just like, I need some grounding here. So you know, and they pop into your lives. I mean, I was looking for it and I found it in the book. And then someone, my friend, texts me on Sunday to say, literally up the road, there's a crystal fair. And I kind of went up and got it. So I think you're drawn to, or the crystal appears that you need at the time. And you kind of work with your intuition that way.
Yes, for sure. And I believe that fluorite that you have there helps to integrate the right and left hemispheres of your brain.
Yeah, and balancing the masculine and the feminine. So hopefully it's doing a good job.
You're doing an awesome job. Now, can you explain for our audience, how does crystal healing actually work? Because a lot of people who have not used crystals before would be like, what? You know, and I remember before I got into it, I was like, I'm never going to be one of those crazy crystal people. Now I've got crystals everywhere. Right.
Well, I think fundamentally, we're all energy. And I think, you know, the electromagnetic field we have around our body and the subtle energies of the chakras, I think they're all emitting energy. So likewise with crystal, with a crystalline structure and lattices, that emits an energy. So I think it's kind of, you know, matching that energy and the resonance. You know, sometimes it is hard to explain things that, you know, they say it's not proven, but I think the fact it helps so many people, and there's, you know, the amount of patients I see and the kind of there's marked improvements every time I see them, then, you know, I think the proof is in the effect, really.
Yes. And, you know, as you study crystal healing, you and I have studied crystal healing for decades, and there's specific stones that balance the chakras, that help you to resolve specific issues, that activate different acupuncture meridians or levels of the energy field, right? So again, it can really, really help. So again, the one that I'm wearing helps to amplify my light, because that is what people need from me. So what is involved is different healers use crystals differently. For me, I've got crystals all over my healing room. So they're there. They help to set the vibration in the space. So Grana McKenna Daniels, how do you use crystals in your healing sessions?
Yeah, so kind of I get the person to lie down on the treatment couch, and then I'll get them both hands to hold the clear quartz crystal. So I go through, and as I go through, you know, that's the master healer, and that kind of helps amplify the healing in process. Then I'll have black obsidian at their feet to help them ground. So sometimes a lot of people are coming in, they're a bit stressed and anxious and not knowing what to expect. So that kind of covers, you know, the connection with the higher realms and also the grounding energy. And then I get intuitively drawn. So, you know, some people use dowsers with the pendulums. I kind of, you know, are drawn. I'll have my crystals laid out in a circular format, and then I'll just be guided to it. And then I'll place it on the different chakras. So, you know, depending on how much energy the individual chakra needs, I can use a star crystal, star quartz format. So it has the four crystals either directing inwards or outwards. And then sometimes they'll need an extra point on their body, so the eighth or ninth area of healing. And then I'll link that with an amethyst trail. So yeah, you're one of the purple ones. Amethyst trail to the corresponding chakra. And then I'll activate it with my master healer. Initially, I've got a lovely, it's a beautiful clear quartz crystal, but it's got the kind of pink going through it. So she definitely picked me, so I was very lucky. And then I just, yeah, allow the person to kind of to lie there and let the crystal start working. So, you know, some people will have physical experiences or reactions to the crystals, and some will kind of feel it on a more energetic level. But yeah, it's just lovely. So that's how I do it.
Yes. So great explanation. So let's explain this from a scientific perspective for our audience. So one of the things that we know is that it's a law of physics that anytime there's a vertical electrical field, there's a vertical electrical current, there's a magnetic field perpendicular to that. Now, New Agey people refer to that as your aura or your energy field, right? And then within the energy field, then you have energy centers that are referred to as chakras, and you have seven major chakras and a lot of minor chakras. So the different chakras are actually different vibrations. So the upper chakras, for example, are higher vibrations than the lower chakras. And crystals act, they balance and heal through resonance. So just like two clocks who are in the room with each other over time will start ticking with each other. So the crystals, when we use crystals in healing work, then you as an individual come into energetic resonance with a crystal. Okay. Now, Grania McKenna Daniels, when you first get a new crystal, do you clear the energy in it? And if so, how do you do that?
Yeah, definitely. So kind of when you're picking up a new crystal, it will have other people's energies, you know, negative and positive energies. Because I use Reiki, I put the crystal symbol on it. But it's lovely because even now my daughters, when they get crystals, they hold them in their hands and they send the love and the healing to them. But there are various methods. So you can place them in the moonlight. So the full moon, it's just wonderful for kind of re-energizing your crystals. You can place them them in the sunlight, but you just need to be careful. So for example, again, like the amethyst, it's a beautiful purple, deep purple color, but that will discolor over time. So you just need to be mindful not to leave them in the sun for too long. You can also place them under running water. So some people are going to say, you know, spring water, but tap water is fine. But you need to be careful with selenite. So the selenite there is just kind of very sensitive and will dissolve in water. So don't be putting that in the water. And then smudging. I use Palo Santo wood because I just can't stand the smell of sage, but that's another method as well. Or sound. I'm good with a Reiki drum. I kind of like bringing that out and just beating away.
Yes. And I love everything you said. Another thing that I have done, like if I used a crystal in healing, is I can bury it in my garden, right? I have to remember where I buried it.
Yeah.
There's definitely times when I've like buried crystals in my garden and it's like, wait a minute, I had to go get it, dig it out of the garden. So you can bury it in the earth to clear the energy. And another method of clearing a crystal. So let's say you just bought, you were attracted to a crystal in the shop, but other people would have touched it or played with it. So you can actually say a prayer over a crystal. So I'm going to hold my Herkimer right now. And you can definitely use a pendulum. I don't have a pendulum right now to demonstrate this. But if you use a pendulum, the pendulum will show you when you've cleared the energy. So you can either use a pendulum or just hold the crystal in your hand and then just say a prayer. Now, I grew up in the Christian tradition, so I use God. You can also use universal source, whatever feels best for you. I respect all religious traditions. So I'm going to say the prayer now to clear this crystal as if I would. Although this crystal, as you can feel it, if you can read the energy, the energy is pretty powerful in this crystal. But so, Heavenly Father, I call on the forces of nature to converge to balance all detrimental energies in this crystal and increase all beneficial energies in this crystal for the benefit of all living beings. And I ask that this be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Amen. So if you buy a crystal from a store, you definitely want to clear the energy in it because, again, other people could have owned it or used it. And then the other thing that you can do is you can program crystals for specific purposes. So, Grania McKenna Daniels, how do you program crystals?
Yeah, so because I think some people kind of say crystals don't work with them or for them. And I think sometimes you have to ask them. So you definitely have to put your energy and programming in there. So, you know, the best way I find it is, you know, to activate your palm chakras. So you kind of want to rub your hands together and kind of you can start feeling the energy feel between that. And then you want to kind of take your crystal and kind of put it there and hold it. And you really want to connect with it. So you just want to kind of look at all of the kind of beautiful differences in it. You know, some people kind of say if they're different sort of spiritual levels, some people can pick up a different smell from different crystals or sometimes the sound. But you really want to kind of connect it to your heart and then just kind of communicate with it however you receive transmission. So, you know, I connected with a carnelian crystal the other day and it very much, you know, it affected my throat chakra and it was all about finding my voice and communication. So I think different crystals will have different meanings for individuals, but it's definitely connecting to it. And then likewise, if you want to program it, so I with my master healer that I used in the healing sessions, I program that for the specific purpose of healing. So that's programmed now, it's set with my energy and my intentions. So you can reprogram them, but I think once you kind of have that connection, it's worth kind of building it and nurturing it that way. But yeah, it's just a lovely kind of, it's like befriending someone and just kind of nurturing that relationship, really.
Excellent information. And for our audience, I'll demonstrate. So I showed how you can clear crystals through prayer, right? And going back to that prayer that I said, if you'll notice, and I'm going to repeat the prayer, Heavenly Father, you call on a high, you know, God, higher spirit, universal source. I call on the forces of nature to converge, to balance all detrimental energies. Now, notice that you don't use the word negative, because there's yin and there's yang, and yin is not bad. So you want to balance the detrimental energies and increase all beneficial energies for the benefit of all living beings. And I ask that this be done in the name of Jesus Christ. May the will be done. Amen. Now, if I want to program a crystal, so here's my Herkimer. And so let's say you want to use this crystal for healing, right? And I've definitely used this crystal in major healings, both for myself and for others. So the first thing you want to do if you program a crystal is you want to clear the energy in it first. It's like, so starting with a clean slate. And then I'm going to program this crystal with prayer. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing me with this beautiful Herkimer diamond. I ask that this Herkimer diamond be infused with healing energies at the highest vibration that is beneficial to me and to everyone that I work with. I ask that this crystal please align me and all of my clients to the highest vibrations of which they are capable. I ask that this be done gently and easily for the highest good of all. And I ask that this be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So when you program a crystal, you basically say a prayer and ask for it to hold and share the healing benefits that you need. So Grania McKenna Daniels, do you have anything to add to that information about programming crystals?
You know, I agree with calling the higher, you know, God consciousness or Christ consciousness as well, because I think, you know, sometimes there can be negative energies around the place. So I think you definitely want to aim and make sure it's on the higher level and for the highest good of all people. So, yeah, I think that's a good thing about it.
Okay. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors. You're listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. And we're listening to Grania McKenna Daniels, homeopath and healer, about how she uses crystals in her wonderful work.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Grania McKenna Daniels, as you know, many people who do energy healing use crystal wands in their work. And myself, I've got several of them, different materials, quartz ones. I have another one that's aventurine, which is really great for healing the heart. And what they look like is they look like a little laser, right? So what are crystal wands and how do people use crystal wands in healing work?
Yeah, I guess so it's just another way of kind of amplifying or directing the energy in the direction that you want to go with. So I think everybody that's watched Harry Potter has seen every wizard with a wand and stuff like that. So even my children know how to make wands. It's lovely. But yeah, I think it's about focusing the energy and your intention on a particular area. So I got a selenite wand. So what I use that for is clearing the space and kind of, you know, shedding away negative energies from around the bodies and about around the aura. So it's just kind of an extension of your hand and I guess your palm chakras as well. So, but the point, I mean, that's why they say you should never point it at someone, but it's just the point will direct the energy. So just magnification really. But I don't have, yeah, apart from that, I don't have a magical one that I use.
Now, so you've used crystals for many years in your work. Can you give some examples of crystals that people can use on themselves?
Yeah, so I kind of alluded to amethyst earlier, but amethyst is a wonderful tranquil kind of lovely soothing energy. So it kind of helps reduce, you know, stress and anxiety. It absorbs negative energy around the house. It's good for kind of building relationships. So kind of if you have it in your workspace and maybe you just need that boost of confidence, it's a good one for that. Then citrine, that's kind of a wonderful one. So it's like a feel-good crystal. So it's kind of, you know, got sun energy in there. It's revitalizing. It's a source of vitamin D in the winter months. You know, they can use it in their plants to help, like I say, indoor plants grow in the winter. And it's also kind of a source of abundance. So some people kind of say, oh, well, that's, you know, for cash, but abundance of kind of happiness or kind of, yeah, happiness and joy in their lives. So, and some people, if you kind of go from your front door to the far left hand corner, you know, I think in Feng Shui it's your money center, so you can put that there to kind of prosper in things. Smoky quartz, so I don't think you can quite see the smokiness to it, but this is wonderful. I got it from my daughter, say, when she was having bad dreams, so we stick it under the pillow. That kind of helps. It kind of deflects negative energy. So, you know, if she was stressed at school, it would kind of dissipate that energy. It's good for geopathic stress. So we've got loads in our house because we have kind of a well that goes just under the girl's bedroom. So again, it's just, you know, helping with both things. Rose quartz, and it's a lovely heart-shaped rose quartz. And rose quartz is all about, you know, helping you to love yourself and kind of appreciate yourself, but it's kind of a nurturing stone, kind of deals with heartbreak. You know, carrying crystals on you, so obviously you've got lovely jewelry, but, you know, physical contact with either holding it in your hands or, you know, if you're a woman, you can stick it down your bra. It's nice to have it on skin contact, really. But yeah, it helps stabilizing the energy, kind of a soothing stone. Yeah, and the black tourmaline. So again, so that's good for EMF. So from phones and laptops, etc. You know, it's good to have on your work desk to kind of absorb that. And again, in your home, you can put a grid. So on the four corners of your property and kind of put yourself in a grid of kind of transmuting negative energy from coming in. I think that's a good healing crystal. And yeah, we say kind of, just a general clear quartz crystal, so that's a master healer, good for everything basically, and it carries like the seven colors of the rainbow, so covers the seven chakras as well.
So great information. Now Grania McKenna Daniels, so you mentioned several crystals and you talked about using them both on our person and in our home environment. So, for example, in my office where I'm recording this interview, I have what's called an amethyst cathedral. And an amethyst cathedral, it's not a place, but it's a huge piece of amethyst. And amethyst cathedrals help to clear and detoxify the energy in a space. What's really funny is my little puppy knocked over the cathedral and broke it in several pieces, but it still works, right? So how can people go about choosing the right crystals for them?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of tuning into your intuition. I think it's sometimes, you know, people kind of expect big signposts, but I think sometimes you're just drawn to it. So sometimes, you know, people kind of either gift you a crystal or it kind of appears. I've had a crystal that literally appeared on my doorstep before and it was exactly the one I needed. But yeah, I mean, there's lovely stores that you can go into, you know, lovely crystal shops or even online. But I think it's about matching your energy, really. So I think, like I said, earlier, it's like sometimes you feel like you're magpie because you're just drawn to the beautiful energy, but sometimes it's like your body telling you, it's like, right, I need this crystal now. And yeah, it's just trusting and tuning into that intuition, really.
Now, I love the examples that you're showing us, because lots of people think the crystals have to be big. And if you go into crystal shops, you can buy huge crystals that cost tens of thousands of dollars. And you can definitely spend that amount of money, but you don't have to. And the examples that Grania McKenna Daniels is showing for our audience, many of them are actually pretty small. So it's not about the size of the crystal, it's about the vibration. So
yeah, definitely. And they'll all have the kind of the same structure and kind of resonance. So yeah, I mean, you know, most of these are kind of like £2 crystals. So, you know, relatively inexpensive. Yeah, and just everybody, you know, everybody can afford to use them, basically. So that's the beauty of them. And I think why so many people use it, really.
And I know, Grania McKenna Daniels, I've definitely, you're showing, you know, gem crystals. But in addition to this, I've also brought home, when I've gone on trips, for example, I brought home rocks from specific places, right? So for example, years ago, I went to Findhorn, which is a community of healers in Scotland. And if you go to Findhorn, they have a rocky beach and there's, you know, millions of these rocks. So it's not like I'm, you know, stealing the national treasure.
You can definitely, now.
Yes, you can definitely bring rocks from specific places that hold the vibration of the place. Do you have any suggestions about how people can get rocks? Because many of us who love crystals love the rocks that we see all over the place in nature. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we're quite lucky. We live down the road from Southwold Beach. So, you know, beaches are wonderful places. And you'll see kind of, you know, the... what are they called? The kind of glass crystals. And that's kind of like glass worn down over thousands of years. And they're very beautiful. And they kind of all have their own energy. But beaches are wonderful places. And even in the park, sometimes my daughters pick up crystals. So, it's lovely. So I think, yeah, like I said, they're just free in nature, basically. And you just kind of, you know, if you're drawn to it, I think that's the kind of beauty. But I think with anything, you have to respect the energy as well. And I think you almost, if you're picking a leaf from a tree, you have to ask permission. So, you know, I know it sounds strange, but you just need to ask if it's okay to take it before you fill your pockets.
Right. Yeah, that's like seashells on the beach, right? We can appreciate them, but you have to ask yourself, is that for us to take? Now, with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from our commercial sponsors. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, and we're listening to Grania McKenna Daniels, homeopath and healers, about her work with crystal healing.
Radio. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So Guania McKenna-Daniels, homeopath and healer. So many of us can spend decades studying about the various healing properties of crystals, because with any crystal, you can study the physical healing properties, how it affects mental, emotional, and how it affects spiritual. So we can learn about that. And someone who's a little bit jaded might say, oh, that's a placebo effect. But there's also pets who know nothing about the intellectual, mental, supposed values. Can crystals be used for pets?
Yeah, definitely. I guess pets and children. But pets are really receptive to crystal healing. So I had a friend that, you know, when she get a new crystal, the dog would either lick the crystal she liked or really wouldn't come near the crystal she did like. So I thought that was wonderful. But I think animals are pretty clever beings and they will self-select crystals as well. So, you know, if you have a choice of two, they'll choose the crystal they resonate again with. But you can get lovely things that will go on the collars, or you can kind of make an elixir. So put, you know, you kind of want to put a bigger size crystal into the container, just in case the water container, if you're worried about it kind of consuming it. But again, like rose quartz is really good for, you know, when you kind of leave your dog at home and she kind of becomes sad or lonely. So that's a good crystal for them. Carnelian, so that's good for a cat that's like quite shy and timid. It will give it a bit more confidence and kind of, yeah, hopefully it just doesn't curl up in a ball. It just wants to kind of be with you a bit more. Aventurine, that's kind of green aventurine. It's good for pets. If you're going, say, moving house, or you're changing their routine, or just, for example, you're leaving them a bit longer than normal, that's kind of good to give them a bit of reassurance and calm. Blue lace agate, that is good for cats that kind of get stressed and kind of just kind of nervy cats. So that's kind of a tranquil kind of crystal, like the amethyst, but kind of good for that. And it's good for communication, but I guess you don't want the cat talking too much. And then clear quartz is just good for maybe a dog that's a bit more aggressive and barks a lot. So it's just kind of a calming energy again, but, great all rounder really. So kind of helps it, you know, if there's health concerns as well. So again, in the water bowl or in the area they sleep. So it's really good for pets. And, you know, I use kind of crystal healing when I worked with the sheep. I used to use the dowser to kind of help. Obviously you'd have to catch the sheep first, but it was really good. I kind of use the rose quartz when they were, when I was separating them from their moms at weaning time and stuff like that. So yeah, really good for most animals really.
So would tell us more about that. So you used rose quartz with sheep. So how?
Yeah. So I put it in a bag in the water trough, as well as homeopathic remedies, but just kind of give the lambs a bit of support when you separate it from their moms. And likewise with the dowsers. So I kind of used to put it over the sheep and kind of would help me find areas that the sheep was sick. Kind of, you know, that needed more healing, and I'd use the Reiki symbol. But I remember one time working in a field and I had all the sheep rounded up and I couldn't get five sheep out of the trailer once I was finished, and I just couldn't understand. But I think they were the five lambs that I had given Reiki and healing to when they were younger, so they were actually loving the energy and they knew and they had experienced it before. So sheep, I know people say they're dumb, but they are pretty clever and they do like healing.
So amazing story. Now, Grainne McKenna Daniels, most of us who use crystals in healing use the crystals in adjunct to other forms of natural healing. Does crystal healing work well with other healing modalities?
Yeah, definitely. The huge compliments to other forms. So sometimes when, you know, my client is on the healing couch, I'll do Reiki as well. So that's just a beautiful kind of directing the symbols onto the area of the body that I'm drawn to. There's homeopathic remedies now that are made from crystals. So, you know, any crystal you have, you can make it into that form. So it works slightly different because with homeopathy, you're kind of matching like for like. So you have to kind of match the remedy picture to the crystal. So it mightn't always kind of come up for that. But yeah, that's a brilliant kind of addition to my work, basically. And then also sound therapy. So kind of you've got the Tibetan bowls and you've got the Reiki drums, etc. So that's wonderful, again, when they're on the couch and just nice. Well, you don't want a drum when they're nice and relaxed, maybe at the end. But then, yeah, the smoke as well. So like I said, I use Palo Santo wood just to clear areas. So, for example, I was working on a lady that had issues around her womb. And even though the crystals were there, I could just feel this huge energy. And then the Palo Santo just kind of energetically freed it up a bit more. And then I could kind of move my hands a bit freer over that. So yeah, they're just loads of things that can complement it, really.
Yes, great example. So you can use a crystal healing in an energy grid whenever you're doing Reiki, for example. Or you can do like I do, I have crystals in my healing room, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And they just help to hold the space at a very high vibration. Now, I love that you talked about using crystal remedies. So one of the things we've had on our radio show here at the Natural Healing Show, we've had many shows where we talked about flower essences, which are natural healing remedies made from flowers, and they work on the mental, emotional, spiritual aspect. I also, in my healing room, have remedies made from crystals, right? So amethyst, rose quartz, or for example. If someone was listening to this broadcast, how could you make your own remedy from a crystal?
So it's just all about the intention as well. So you kind of get these lovely dropper bottles now or spray bottles, but yeah, you can kind of get the tiny crystals. Like I said, size doesn't matter, but it's just tiny little crystals now you can kind of put into normally you kind of want them brown in color, so they're more sensitive to light, so you don't want the beautiful energy destroyed. So you kind of want to put them in, this where I would use filtered water or spring water, so it's not affected by chlorine and stuff in the water. And then you kind of put your crystal in there and set the intention. So you want to program that for a particular thing. So you put rose quartz for love essence, but also, you know, if you kind of want to protective spray, so kind of working with people's energy as a therapist or homeopath and all that, you absorb a lot of people's energy. So you want to clear the space between each client. So a good one would be obsidian or the black tourmaline. Yeah, and then just kind of fill it up. You can preserve it sometimes with a tiny bit of alcohol, but that just depends how long you're going to use it for. And if you create a mother tincture, then you can fill other bottles with that dilution, basically. Great. So that's how I personally do it. I don't know how you do it.
Yes, great information. So Grainne McKenna Daniels, I know that you and I will select crystals for clients, you know, based on where their imbalances are. So for our audience, shall you and I go through the different chakras and talk about crystals we might recommend for different chakras? So you brought up, for example, the smoky quartz. So smoky quartz strengthens your earth star chakra. So many of us these days are not very grounded. We're in our head, we're out of our body. So I'm going to recommend smoky quartz for the grounding chakra, which and the earth star chakra is right below your feet. Any other crystals that you would recommend for the grounding chakra or star chakra?
Yeah, I think just the black tourmaline as well. So kind of like more an earthy thing, but just kind of transmuting negative energy as well. But just, yeah, I kind of think the black tourmaline as well. I'm a fan of that.
Yes. Now, first chakra, all right, which is at the root, our root chakra, having to do with issues of family, survival, abundance. I'm going to recommend brown stones and red stones, such as ruby. What would you recommend for first chakra when you want to strengthen and or energize that first chakra?
Yeah, I'm going to think, I think I'm trying to, I'm torn between the carnelian and kind of more tiger eye, but that's kind of like, that is a beautiful essence. But yeah, I think I'd go with, well, red. It's more red actually, because that's kind of like the color that goes with it really. So I think more carnelian, but that's kind of, to me, it's a lit, kind of goes between the base and the sacral, just kind of that expression. But yeah, we'll go with that one, carnelian. Yeah.
Then we have the second chakra, which is our sexual center and also our power center. And I have a beautiful lotus blossom sapphire, which is a peachy orange sapphire, which would be very helpful. And these are all our orange stones. So what would you recommend to strengthen the second chakra?
Yeah, I think I'll go back on that one. I think, yeah, the carnelian, definitely just self-expression and kind of, I think with female as well, it's kind of like that empowerment and kind of connection with your sexual energy and kind of the wild woman inside you. So yeah, we'll go back to the carnelian again.
Yes. Now, third chakra, definitely citrine, the yellow stones. Any other stones there that you would recommend for third chakra?
Yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes, yeah, with a yellow calcite, sometimes that kind of has the yellow essence as well, but just, yeah, a bit more earthy, really. But yeah, citrine, I just love, just like I say, just a kind of vibrant, re-energizing, and you don't really have to cleanse them either. So it's naturally cleansing itself. So it's constantly on charge and yeah, has that sun energy as well.
Now, heart chakra, these are going to be pink and green stones, malachite, rose quartz, jade, pink tourmaline. These are some that I would recommend. What else? Green tourmaline. What else would you recommend? Emerald for heart chakra.
Yeah, I think the rose quartz, just kind of the resonance, like you say, pink or green is wonderful, but just the kind of, and about loving yourself, really. I think a lot of people, you know, need self-love as well, and just to trust and to value themselves. So yeah, that just resonates, that one, for me, for the heart.
Yeah. Fifth chakra, I'm going to recommend blue sapphire. What would you recommend? Or kyanite. I know that when I'm writing books in the past, I've worn kyanite, which is a blue stone. So what do you recommend for fifth chakra?
Yeah, so I guess the two really, so the blue lace agate, like I said, for communication. So just self-expression, finding your voice, you know, allowing things to come out, speak your mind, and talk-wise as well. So that's kind of a beautiful sort of color, really, on talk-wise. Yeah. So yeah. I like that.
Love that. Now, sixth chakra, lapis lazuli, which is hard to find, but definitely it's more of an indigo color. What do you recommend for sixth chakra?
So yeah, so that's the only one I don't have an example of, but that or amethyst. I guess you kind of go in the indigo sort of color there, and just like calm, and it, the amethyst is really good for your deepening your spiritual connection. So with the third eye, you're just developing that further. So yeah, amethyst is a good all-rounder for that, really.
Yes, and labradorite as well has some blue, has some of that as well.
It's beautiful. There.
And then finally, the seventh chakra, what crystals do you recommend for seventh chakra, our crown chakra?
Yeah, so they do kind of say the clear sort of quartz would be a good one. I do like the clear, but I also like the snow quartz crystal, which is just a whiter version of this, but that's kind of more feminine energy. So sometimes if this is a masculine, the rose quartz, or sorry, the snowy quartz is more feminine energy, but that's me. I'm just more on the feminine side of things. But yeah, but clear quartz is a good general all-rounder for the intuition and connecting with the higher self, really.
Yeah, and again, angel aura quartz, Herkimer diamonds, right? And also the purple stones, such as amethyst. So, Grania and McKenna Daniels, any final thoughts for our audience?
I think crystals are just lovely for everybody, really, and they're kind of simple. They don't need you don't need to know a whole textbook about them. You're guided intuitively to them. Like I say, you can buy a lovely crystal for £2, or you can buy a diamond, but you know, it depends how much you want to spend, really. And that energy will resonate with you and heal you on a kind of physical as well as mental and emotional level. So, you know, it will benefit you. And even if it's not immediate effect, you'll notice kind of a change over time. So yeah, I think it's just wonderful. It's just, yeah, a nice natural, you know, it's taken them millions of years to kind of form this energy. And I just think tapping into that is priceless, really.
You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. Our guest today has been the lovely Grania McKenna Daniels, homeopath and healer who integrates crystals with her Reiki work. And you can find out more about Grania McKenna Daniels and her wonderful work at her website, thehomeopathandhealer.co.uk. And remember that crystals are some of the simplest form of natural healing, and they work by resonance. Thank you so much for healing, and you can align to your highest vibration by choosing the right crystals for you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with The Natural Healing Show.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.